Hello and welcome to today's episode of Impact Schools Podcast. My name is Lauren Tickner and I am the founder and CEO of Impact School. And today I am joined with one of my advisors. Christina, how are you doing today, honey?
Hey, I am good. Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you here. This is your first ever podcast. I can't believe it because you have so much wisdom that I am absolutely, I'm just honestly buzzing to be sharing this with everybody because we have a lot to cover today because we're going to be talking about the old way of online coaching versus the new way using the impact offer methodology. And I'm super stoked about this, especially because you and I together, we came up with a brand new online masterclass all about the old way versus the new way. So I'm going to make sure that that is left linked in the show notes. It's going to be at newonlinecoach.com/workshop, or it might be newonlinecoach.com/masterclass. Either way, it's going to be linked in the show notes. And if you've ever watched one of my online workshops before, this one's different. This one is totally brand new as of the end of October 2019, because we like to keep things fresh around here. Now, Christina, you're here, you're on the show, and I know that you take a lot of calls with potential clients who want to join Impact Schools Academy. And one thing that we were having a chat about before we actually hit the record button was just how people feel before they jump on those calls. And I just wanted you to share that with our listeners today, because I know that you're the person who is hearing their feelings before they're about to potentially join our program. So yeah, how do they typically feel?
Typically, somebody comes onto the sales call feeling a mix of excited because they're ready to build their business and scared. Scared because they don't know necessarily what's entailed for them or if they are capable of doing it themselves. But then after we get to talk and they realize, they just get way more excited throughout the call.
Yeah. It's kind of like a, you know, I was thinking about this the other day because I'm going away tomorrow and I have this weird thing with flying. Like I love it, but then there's also that bit of nervousness inside of me as well, mainly because I'm just like nervous about the fact that I'm stuck in a plane for like 11 hours. But it's like that feeling where you don't know the difference between nervous and excited. Because they feel the same way, right? I remember I used to get panic. I was diagnosed with panic disorder when I was a teenager. And I used to have panic attacks all the time. I know you know that. But just for our listeners, in case you haven't heard of my story, which I think is episode 3 of Impact Schools Podcast. So make sure you've hit subscribe, whatever podcast provider you're listening to this on. But anyhow, I remember sometimes I would get so excited that it would cause me to have a panic attack. Because I couldn't determine the difference in the feeling. And I think this is something that so many people have when they're about to make a big decision like that. And I know that this is something that we've been working together a bunch on. So Christina, look, people want to know you. They want to get to know you a little bit so that they know, okay, why should I actually believe in what this girl is saying? Because they might be thinking, well, Lauren, I've never heard of Christina before. Like, she's on your podcast, but I want to know who this chick is. Okay. So would you be able to share with us a bit of about your background? And then after that, maybe I can dive into why I brought you on board as my most senior advisor inside of my company. So yeah, would you be able to let us know?
Yeah. So I actually worked at a really horrible job. 16 to 18 hours a day. And that is not, oh yeah, it was horrible. And I just remember working and I literally was building my business while I was working. So I wasn't doing my job like I was supposed to be doing. I was making business plans. I was mapping everything out, but I wasn't.
Okay. Hang on. Who else has been there? Because I have definitely been there. I remember in my office, when I was working in investment management, they brought in this new initiative to make everyone healthy, right? Healthy, whatever, as they brought in donuts every day. Anyway, so this new initiative was to have standing desks. And the best thing was that I could withstand it, right? I was young, I was like 18, 19, and I was able to stay standing all day. Whereas everyone else, it got to like 10 in the morning and everyone else sat down. And the best part about this was everyone was sat down, so they couldn't see my computer screen because I was above them. And so I was just researching all day long. This was back when I was a health and fitness coach. I was just researching fitness stuff literally all day. So I can definitely relate to you in the fact that while I was at my job, I wasn't able to be fully present in my job because I just wanted this. I had this thought in the back of my mind about building this online business. However, all I knew back then was the old way of online coaching, which is why for so long I struggled to get clients. But hey, we're going to dive into that. So you obviously at your job, you're making business plans, you're doing all this stuff. What happened from that?
Well, I didn't get anywhere. I didn't get anywhere because I was too busy working a job that I felt like I was slaving away at 16 to 18 hours a day. Like, I'm not joking. And it was awful. And I just had this burning desire to have my own business and not to work for someone else because I had ideas, right? I had ideas that I wanted to turn into something. And when you're working in a job where the bosses really don't care what you have to say or your opinion about anything, but you know that you could do it better than them, it just lights something in you and it annoys the crap out of you too, because here you are with beautiful ideas that could turn a business into something amazing and nobody will listen to you. So what's left to do but to build your own business, right?
Well, you say that, but the opportunity cost, right, is like people have ideas, but they don't think that they can turn it into anything. And so they stay in that job because they don't believe in themselves enough. I don't know about you, but what I see, so Christina, how were you able to believe in yourself and believe that you were actually going to be able to do it? Tough one, huh? It's a good question.
It is a tough one. I guess it took a lot. I started listening to podcasts. You were one of the first podcasts when you had a Business Meets Fitness, actually.
Hey, amazing.
And there were a couple other ones that I was listening to. And the more I listened to them and the more I heard other people say, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. You can use whatever it is in your mind, right? You can turn that into a business. You can turn your struggles that you've succeeded with, right? You can turn that into a business. The more I heard that, the more I realized it was true. So it was a lot about mindset. When you're working for someone else, you are made to feel like you can't do that because they don't want you to, right? They want you to follow in their footsteps. They want you to be building their business. They don't want you to leave and build your own because then you're not there building their business while they sit on their butts and do nothing all day long. So it's true. They, you know, and they're like evil little rulers. They're trying to destroy you and bring you down when you could be using all of that energy in your own business. So I guess I got out of that mindset by listening to people who had done exactly what I wanted to do and then following in their footsteps. That's when following in their footsteps. That's actually the best rule of thumb I ever heard when I first started out, was following in people's footsteps who actually have done what you want to do.
Oh yeah, man, that is really, really true. Now, one thing that I'm seeing so much is I go on a lot of other people's podcasts, you know, people who have big, big, big podcasts. And the one thing that they always say to me, like, is that in order to get to the next level, you need to find someone who's done exactly what you want to do and who's done it well and literally mold their success, because they can give you the path A to Z, as you guys say in America. We say A to Z, but you can get that A to Z much, much, much quicker. And I was listening to a really, really awesome show the other day, and they were literally saying how trial and error is the most stupid thing you can do. Actually, I was listening to this audiobook. I'll leave a link to it. I found this really cool thing that I have, like a free Audible book. Everyone can get a free Audible book if you go to use my affiliate link. So I'll pop that in the show notes. But I'm listening to this book called The Road Less Stupid. And it's by the guy, right? I think I spoke about this in one of my last podcast episodes, but it's by the guy who is the rich dad in the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Okay, so Rich Dad, Poor Dad is such a well-known book. Mm-hmm. And the guy who wrote The Road Less Stupid is the rich dad, aka the one who Robert Kiyosaki literally molded his whole entire book on. Okay, so he is saying that trial and error is the most stupid thing that you can do in order to gain success. And he's one of the most successful people that there is, okay? No matter what your definition of success is, it's friggin' true. So look, that's something that I see a lot of times is like people think that, and we'll talk about the old way versus the new way of online coaching in a bit, but Christina, I just wanted to dive into your story a little bit more because you obviously were working this job and you had this opportunity cost, right? You could stay in your job and you could slave away trying to build your business while living, I guess, a little bit more safe and a little bit more comfortably, right? Because you weren't really getting yourself out of that comfort zone. Or you could take the road less stupid, right? And you could quit that job and then live in a bit of risk, but actually have everything to go all in on your online business. Did you do it like that? Or what kind of order did you do things in? And why did you make that decision?
So even though I was really miserable in this business, not this business, this job, whatever, you know what I mean? I stayed for 5 years and I scaled up to a management position. And believe it or not, it wasn't until I was in management. Now, mind you, every single year I hated it. I wanted to quit the entire time. Yet I was still pushing myself to succeed in that particular business.
Why?
Exactly. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Why? People pleasing, maybe? That's what I asked myself every single day. And so where I was getting with that is I got to management, and it was when I was in the management and I realized how corrupt the whole, like, everything was and how really screwed up it was and how legitimate my hatred for the business was, that I realized I had wasted 5 years of my life, and I could have invested into a program to help me build my own business, right? Mm. So,
and I had enough money, right? You had enough cash, but it's like you were letting the cash sit there, kind of collecting.
Exactly. Instead of investing, because, you know, I wonder how many people feel this way when you're working for a corporate or any kind of a business, and in general, they treat you like crap, but every once in a while, they'll say something good and it makes you feel good and it makes you want to chase that feeling good, right? You want to be validated by people who truly don't care about you.
It's kind of like when you're in a relationship, right? And you're in a relationship that isn't serving you, but every now and then they buy you a nice gift. Maybe they buy you a diamond necklace, or they take you on a nice day, or you have some really good sex, or you have some really nice trip together, right? And it makes you want to stay. It makes you want to stay because you're thinking only about the positives, right? As humans, we naturally are attracted to that. We naturally are attracted to that. And I think that it's a super fascinating topic that you bring up, because I also think that it's another reason why people perhaps try to, it's kind of like a herd mentality, right? Like, I'm thinking about it, not just in business, in corporate, like where you're copying other people and just like making your way up to your management position, but also what we're going to get into, like the old way of online coaching. People think that the only way to build their business is to do the way in which everyone else is doing it. However, you know, we have a new way to do things, which is proven and effective. And our clients who literally don't even post social media, like Jess, you know, Jess literally, how many clients? She got like 4 clients within like friggin' 2 weeks, and she doesn't even have a personal brand Instagram. It's crazy. Or any social. Mm-hmm. But like, okay, I've gone on a tangent here because I was getting excited. And well, we have no notes for this episode whatsoever. We're just like having we were basically having a meeting, and then I was like, you know what, Christina, let's just like record a podcast on the sly, like just randomly. But yeah, so you realize you wasted 5 years. You got to a management position, and I guess you got to, I guess, like the icing on the cake, really. Where everyone wanted to get to. You had the job that everyone else wanted, yet you weren't satisfied and you weren't fulfilled. And so why weren't you?
Wow, why wasn't I? Well, for a million reasons. One, when you make it to the management in a corporate job like this, right? People hate you. Everybody hates you. People who were friends with you now despise you because they want that. And it's very lonely. That's true. But also it's super corrupt. And so you get there thinking, okay, I'm going to be so fulfilled when I get to the top. And then you're left empty. You realize that nobody actually cares about you at this job. You are expendable. You are expendable. Expendable. They can throw you away at the blink of an eye. Like you mean nothing to them, except money. That's all you mean. But I was at the top of this job, right? And I was like, what the heck am I even doing here? They treat me like crap. They don't care about me unless it's going to benefit them in some way, right? And that's true. If it was going to benefit them in some way, then all of a sudden they cared. And it's funny because when I did want to quit, when I said, listen, I'm done, all of a sudden I meant everything to them, right? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And quitting really was the best thing I did, because I finally sat down and I was like, you know, I'm going to create my own business. Funny enough, I actually had a friend at the time who had sat me down and was like, you know, you don't defend yourself. You don't stand up for yourself. These people walk all over you, but you have what it takes to be, you know, to chase your own dreams. And I know that you want to have a remote job. I know that you want to have an online business. So why not just go out there and build it? And I remember thinking, how right he was. It was something that I knew, but wasn't something I was constantly thinking about until he sat me down and was like, listen, I'm going to slap this into you.
And then you, like, you never like admitted it to yourself, because it's not an easy decision, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's easier to kind of just coast through the job because you're getting that money in the bank every month and there's certainty, and it doesn't require you to get out of your comfort zone. You know, you are able to just wake up every day and you have the path, right? You're told what to do. You're told what needs to be done. Instead you knew that if you were to go make your own thing, you would be the one dictating what you need to do, what you need to get done, when it needs to be done by. And it's tough, right? Because you literally are not being mollycoddled to get to the outcome. And so I think that was like a really interesting thing that I've found from, I guess, a lot of our clients actually, is like the moment they actually decide to dive all in, they're like, whoa, I mean, I'm so happy that we have you to be guiding us, because otherwise I would have fallen down the trap of actually trying to do the old way of online coaching. And they never would have known that it's the less effective way. And so, Christina, when you, I guess, like, I just want to try and piece this together so that our listeners really can understand you and your story. What was it for you that was the most important thing about actually doing your own thing?
Being free, financially free, and time freedom, independence. Being the boss of my own self, my own company, my own whatever, just being me and not having
the CEO of your life.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, being comfortable, right? Being comfortable is painful. It's not, well, because you're waking up, you're comfortable, sure. You're waking up, you're going to the same job every single day. But I mean, come on, how happy can you be in the same job where nobody actually appreciates you? That's painful. Painful. So growth, which is uncomfortable, but it gives you freedom, and it makes you happy.
Fulfillment, right?
It's fulfilling to step out of your comfort zone. Might be scary. It might be challenging. It might give you anxiety or panic attacks, but once you get past that, it's fulfilling and exciting and everything that you wanted, you know, like that's where the real happiness is.
Yeah. I mean, that if you're not growing, you're dying, right? That's what Ed Milet says. Yeah. And it's true. It's so incredibly true. I mean, it's so easy to wake up every day and do the same thing because, yeah, it's easy. It's just easy. It's an easier way. But I don't know about you. To me, it is more painful to know that I am literally keeping all of these ideas in my head, and that the chance of me getting to the age of 60, 70, 80 years old, looking back on my life and regretting, that to me is way more painful than the pain of having to be uncomfortable, the pain of having to wake up every day, work freaking hard, be rejected, be laughed at, be mocked, be criticized, be just putting myself out there. That pain to me is nothing, because that's temporary. That's temporary pain. Whereas the pain of not acting on the things that you know you can do, that's just like, that's a short-term thing, right? That's something that's going to be with you for life, right? And you're going to die one day and you're never going to have felt fulfilled. And I know that's hard to hear sometimes, but I feel like sometimes people just need a bit of a kick up the ass, right?
But it's true.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So look, I think that we should dive into the actual content of today's episode, if you're okay with that, Christina.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Okay, cool. So I guess like we wanted to do this episode today, which obviously goes in line with our new online masterclass, which is that newonlinecoach.com/workshop. But I think we wanted to do this because like what we're seeing is so many people come to us because they want to get their online coaching business profitable, or they want to have an online consulting business, basically like an education company, right? Whereby they're helping someone go from where they are now to where they want to be. And they know that they have the knowledge to do so. Maybe they have the ability to save someone's marriage. Maybe they have the ability to help someone lose 10 pounds of weight. Maybe they have the ability to help someone scale up their social media so that they can get paying clients using social media. Maybe it's that their company is called Impact Schools Academy and it helps them. I'm just messing up. But for real, right? They see these people on social and they see them doing online coaching for like $150 a month, $250 a month. And they're marketing that they have online check-ins and they're going to be doing weekly calls. And it's just like all of this BS, this bull crap, that's going to leave you broke and it's going to leave you poor. Right, Christina?
Oh, yeah.
What else do you see? Anything else that's kind of common? Maybe when you're doing these calls with people?
They don't believe in high ticket They don't believe in, in themselves. That's what I see.
Let's talk about that in a second. Right. I think for now, what we need to talk about is like the old versus the new. Cause like if we don't outline that, I guess people might be a bit confused. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to dive in on like the new way? And then I'll chime in as well.
Oh, the new way. So the new way is really, it's like combining consulting and coaching together. Mm-hmm. And it's about having...
Wait, let's talk about why that's so powerful though. Like, why is it so powerful to combine coaching and consulting? Do you want to take this one or shall I?
That's an interesting question. I'll start and you can carry on.
Hell yeah. Teamwork makes the dream work, baby.
Yeah. So it's so powerful because you're actually selling the outcome. You're selling the results instead of the process of getting there, right? And so many more people are willing to spend a lot of money on achieving their problems, especially when it's a problem they've been having for years and years and years, right? And so when you sell and you have this new offer, when you're selling the end result, right? It's 10 times easier to do that. It's 10 times easier to be successful.
Yeah, you can easily enroll people because they want the outcome. They don't want the process. Let's do a role play, Christina, okay? So I'm gonna be the coach / consultant and you're gonna be like my dream client. So let's just say that you really wanna lose 20 pounds of weight, right? I say to you, hey, Christina, do you want to join my coaching program whereby I'm going to give you a weekly phone call and I'm going to give you workouts and I'm going to give you a meal plan and I'm also going to be available for you 24/7. How does that sound?
You literally lost me at the very beginning of that. It wasn't. Yeah.
Right. So Christina's going to be like, holy guacamole. That sounds like a lot of work. I'm literally saying to her, I'm saying, Christina, you want to lose 20 pounds. So here are your workouts. Here's your meal plan. She's like, I hate it's working true. Out.
People don't realize, and they don't want to hear that it's going to take work to achieve their goals, even though it's going to take work, right? They want to hear that they're going to be able to achieve their goals.
So how about this? Christina, right. So I have helped over 100 people lose 20 pounds within the past 3 months. And I know that with absolute certainty, when you follow my impact fat loss methodology, you're going to be able to lose at least 25 pounds within the next 6 months. So when would you like to get started?
Like now. Now, because that's what I want to do.
You're going to be like, boom, shakalaka. That's what I want, right? So look, we teach our clients how to implement the impact offer methodology, right? This is our framework for you yes, you, the listener, to have an online coaching and consulting business that really provides result in people's lives, okay? And you are able to, firstly, you're able to attract people, you're able to convert people into paying clients, and you're able to deliver them results, because the impact offer is also, what is it, Christina? It's a productized service. It's a productized service, right? Like, so it's a leveraged offer. And the reason why it's a leveraged model is because you're able to implement things which are really just repeatable. And it's not cookie cutter. Look, here at Impact School, we don't believe in cookie cutter BS. Like, I know in the fitness industry, that's something that people massively disagree with. I do too. However, the beauty of the Impact offer is that when you're doing the new way of online coaching and consulting all blended into one, you're attracting the same type of client every time, which means that you save so much time, because all the people that you're attracting are the same, then you basically have a machine that you take them through to get them to their end goal. And it's so powerful, because it means that, you know, each client takes fewer hours per week. You don't have to bend over backwards for every single client. And the outcome that you help them achieve is so incredibly clear that you no longer have to chase clients. There is less stress, less uncertainty. And that means that you're going to be more fulfilled, and that you're going to be able to change more people's lives, right? Anything to add?
Yeah, it's like it's building a proper business and not a glorified job. That's what this new online coaching methodology is.
Mm. It's powerful. It's really, really powerful. And I also think, like, you're able to get the clients way better results. And I know that a lot of, like, for example, for you, Christina, when you were in your job, like, and I know when I was in my job working in investment management, I just wanted to get out and I wanted to make money. Right? That was what I wanted to do at first. Like, that was my biggest goal at the beginning. However, what you'll realize is, like, new level, new devil. As you get to the new level in your business, you start to have different problems. Christina, that's why I brought you on board, because I know, like, I needed an advisor who was going to be able to help my clients scale quicker. And that's why Christina then joined the team here at Impact School, because Christina was actually a client of mine to begin with.
Yeah.
So cool to see how this has all evolved. But, like, Christina and I both at the beginning wanted to make money, right? That was what got us into it. However, it's not going to be what keeps you going. What keeps you going is actually really delivering clients' results. So, yeah. Christina, let's talk about this. Let's talk about actually getting clients the best results possible. How are we able to share with our listeners today how they can do that? Because we are an amazing, amazing way for, like, that we are someone who they can look to, because we really get our clients results, right? We know how to deliver clients results. Like, goodness me, did you see in our Facebook group is just like popping every single day. One of our clients, he joined, what date did he join on? Like, it's the 13th today. I think he joined on the 6th.
Yeah.
And did you see, like, he signed two high ticket clients?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Joshua DaCosta.
Joshua DaCosta. Shout out to Josh. Yeah, he signed two high ticket clients. I can't remember how much his price point is. It's a couple thousand, I think. And so look, we're getting our clients results every day. Like, this is just one of the examples. But Christina, while I have a sip of water, can you just explain to people how the new way of online coaching and consulting delivers better results for their clients?
Well, it's easier to sell, and also it plays into mindset, right? Mindset. So if you go the old way and you're selling a low ticket thing, offer, right? And
do you want to quickly define low ticket? I know I've done a whole episode on pricing, but yeah, just go into that a bit.
Anything. Wow. Route. So I think anything under 1K for 8 weeks is really low ticket. And the reason why that doesn't work is it's several reasons. So for one, you're selling the structure, right? You're selling what you're going to give them. You're selling the workouts and the check-in calls and all that stuff. And you're only selling it for, I don't know, let's just go with, I see a lot of online fitness coaches selling their programs for $200 altogether or $500 altogether. And
okay. Let's look at Lauren Tickner circa 2017 or 2016. Lauren Tickner, back then, yep, that's me, anyone, in case you didn't know, I was selling ebooks for £45, which is, okay, let me just do some calculations. It's around like $60, I think. Maybe like 67. Sorry, 57. Okay, that is coming out to, in October 2019, oh, that's $57. Okay, I was literally selling this thing that took me over a year to create for $57. Like, it is ridiculous. And when I was doing that, I actually had an audience. And don't get me wrong, like, I made a couple hundred thousand from it, but like, it was exhausting. The amount of customer fulfillment that I had to do, because I had so many clients. I had so many in so many countries that I was getting so many emails. And so that meant that, you know, I had to pay for customer support. And it was just exhausting, honestly. And guess what I found out? Barely any of the people ended up actually doing it. And I don't know about you, but like, I actually want to change people's lives. So when people pay, they pay attention. Christina, let's chime on that.
So the difference is, if somebody goes into your coach, like they go to you, right, Lauren, let's just say that you are doing health and fitness again, right? And you're selling this ticket.
But it could also be like relationships. It could also be social media. It could also be business coaching. It can be any type of coaching or consulting, right? You could even have an agency whereby you're helping people get clients on LinkedIn. It can be anything, right?
Yeah. Yeah, anything. This definitely goes for any industry, any niche. And if your client comes to you and they're paying you a low dollar, right? What's going to happen is when they get halfway through your program, they're going to start to struggle. They're going to start to struggle mentally about what it is they're trying to achieve. And the thing is about low ticket is it's easy to forget that you've invested that kind of money. And therefore, it's easy to think, it's okay, I can give up because I didn't invest that much of myself into this anyways. And I never really thought it was possible. But if they would have paid you, let's just say $2,000 for this program, they're going to get halfway through your program. Mm. They're going to come up against the same struggles. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to knock their head against the wall and they're going to reach out to you and be like, listen, I cannot give up on myself because I invested a huge amount of money into this. And guess what's going to happen at the end of that program? They're going to achieve what they came to achieve with you because they invested so much of themselves into you. And then they're going to be happy. That's what's going to make them happy. Now, if they give up, they're not going to be happy. You're not going to be happy. You're not going to have a testimonial to be able to use for the future. And you're going to fail, right? Just as much as your client's going to fail. But when your client comes to you and they pay you a huge amount, they actually achieve their goals. You get to get that testimony. And you've helped them. You've succeeded and they have succeeded. It's two ways. It's two ways.
Wait, so Christina, are you telling me that I can't save my marriage for a $97 ebook? Are you telling me that?
No. No. And you know, that's a good point. If you had a marriage, right, and you go to an online marriage program, counselor, right? It's counselor to with a 12-week program trying to fix this, right? If you put $97 into that as a married couple who's already struggling, oh my God, when they fight the next time, they're gonna think to themselves, we only paid 97. Who even cares? These problems are too much for 97. Versus if they put $2,000 in to save their marriage, you bet that they're going to do everything and anything that therapist says or whoever says to save that marriage, right? And guess what? It's probably going to work. It's probably going to work because they're actually taking action on what they're told to be taking action on because they invested something that they really care about. And the thing is people care about money. So when they invest a lot of money, they're investing a lot of themselves.
Boom. It's just so true. It's so, so, so true. I mean, I just recently hired a coach consultant for us, for our company, 15,000, right? 15,000. And the month before that, I did another one for over 9. And you know why I'm doing these? Because I know that if I'm investing a good amount of money, we are going to get the results. Christina, have we got the results?
We have definitely got the results.
Oh my gosh. Our growth in the past like 3 months is in freaking insane. And it all comes down to this. It all comes down to the fact that we invested. Okay. And so that's one side of things. Now, I think the second side of things is like people listening to this right now, Probably thinking, well, I've never coached anyone before. I've never consulted for anyone before. Or maybe they have, but they are seeing everyone else in their industry charging 100 or 200 a month. So they're looking at everyone else who's doing the old way of online coaching. And they're like, well, I'm never going to get clients if everyone else is doing that. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about, firstly, who is able to do this high ticket impact offer and follow the new way of online coaching and consulting? Who's able to do that?
Everybody is able to do that. And if you are listening to this podcast right now and you're thinking, well, no, I'm not because of where I'm living or whatever the reason may be, well, that's a limiting mindset that you've put on yourself. Nobody else. Nobody else has told you.
Yeah, no. I just want to say one thing quickly, especially because you said because of where you're living. Remember, this is online. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because maybe you recently left college and you're still in college debt doesn't mean that your ideal clients are the same. Like, even if you're going for college students, there are college students that have rich parents whose parents will pay for them. I know that sounds kind of shady, but like, it's just a fact of the matter. Not only that, but maybe you are a personal trainer who's been a PT for ages and you're used to charging $50 an hour, right? Well, that doesn't mean that there aren't investment bankers all around the world or entrepreneurs who are earning over $1 million a year who would happily pay 10 grand for your program. Like, it's really, really, really just, it's, you can't think from your perspective because you're not the one who's paying. Okay. So sorry to cut you off there, Christina. But I just had to add that.
No, it's true. That's where I was going with it actually. So
sorry.
Great minds think alike. No, but you know, and it's true. It's true on so many levels. People really do put so many limiting beliefs into their brain, and it's because of their perceptions, not other people. Like, I was just talking to a girl the other day, and she was saying how she could never charge a high ticket because the people that she currently works with in person couldn't afford it. And I asked her, I said, did they tell you that? Our answer was no. They never told her that. She just assumed that because that's what her prices are. And I was
assuming in business is the most dangerous thing that you can do. You can never make assumptions based upon your unique outlook in the world. What we're telling you here today on Impact Schools Podcast is proven. We've done this with hundreds of clients all around the world in all different industries, and it's always been effective, even if they were brand new and just getting started. Okay. So I just want to chime on this for a bit longer, Christina, because you mentioned that anyone can do a high ticket offer. I think anyone can do a high ticket offer, but only when they actually can get someone a result, right? Because if you suck at what you do, then this probably isn't the podcast for you, right? If you aren't, you know, we get on phone calls, Christina, you as my advisor, you get on phone calls sometimes and people are on the phone with you. And as you get into the conversation, you know, they're expecting you to invite them to join Impact Schools Academy, which is our program that helps people implement everything that we're saying and have success using the new way of online coaching and consulting and get 10 high paying clients within 12 weeks, right?
Yeah.
People expect you to invite them. However, we don't invite everyone because we can only get results for people that can get results, right?
That's true. That's true. We are a bit picky here, but that's good. That's good. And that's what you like when you're listening, whoever's listening to this podcast right now, that's what you should do. You shouldn't work with everybody because let's just, you know, you're going to get.
We should do a whole episode on that. Do you want to just write that down?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
take that down as a note. I'm over here holding my mic. Christina's jotting it down, but we'll do an entire podcast episode on that. So make sure that you smash subscribe where we'll talk about who you should and shouldn't work with. Cause my, don't I have some stories about making bad choices when I was starting out working with the wrong people. Okay. So, right. You can only do it if you're good at what you do. And when I say that, I don't mean that you have to be an experienced coach. Look, personally, when I was starting out, I'd never coached anyone before. I'd never had an offline business. I had never done in person. I just went straight as an online fitness coach. Never did in-person PT or anything. But guess what? Yeah. I was an expert in fitness. I was really good at fitness. I was amazing at getting myself results. Like you, Christina, you were amazing at branding, right? Like, you were really, really good at branding. So that's why you built your online branding company. And the thing is, right, like, the thing that's important to note is, like, when I say expert, people kind of get a bit scared by that. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, but I'm not the number one expert in the world. Like, I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger, or, oh, I'm not Matthew Hussey, who's like a relationships guy, who I really fancy. He's absolutely, have you seen him? Have you seen him?
No. Which one?
Oh, honey, he is phenomenal. I'll show you him after we get off. But I wish. No, seriously. Okay, tangent. But anyway, see, we like to have fun here as well. Like, you got to enjoy what you're doing as well, right? Like, we can talk about business all day long, but we got to wrap a bit of banter in there too. But anyway, you don't have to be the number one in the world, right? Mm-hmm. You just have to be a couple steps ahead of the person who you're going to be helping. Okay, so Christina, can you think of an example based upon maybe like one of our recent clients? I don't know.
An example of someone who can do it or can't do it.
Well, we only work with the people that can.
One of our clients.
Yeah, one of our clients who's not like the number one expert in the world, but is just a couple of steps ahead of their person that they're helping.
Should I name names or keep it private?
It's up to you. You can choose.
We have Becca.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go.
So Becca's a really, really great client. She has, what, 8 clients now, 9 clients?
Yeah.
And she started from ground zero. The only, she had just gotten her personal training certification, what's level 3, whatever it is where you guys are at in UK. We only have one here. But she had just got qualified enough to be able to train people, and she was still on her fitness journey. But the reason that she was so successful was A, because of our methodology, and B, because she had implemented it in her own life, right? Mm. But other than that, she had zero experience, none. Mm. And yet she's got 9 clients and she's helping them. They are actually achieving what they're trying to achieve.
Oh, so cool to be able to just feel the ripple effect, you know, of like, we're helping her and then she's helping them, and it's so cool. But like, what we're saying is, like, she isn't, you know, she isn't a IFBB pro bodybuilder. No. She isn't a cover model. Yeah, she looks amazing. She's awesome. But like, she's just a normal everyday person, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you listening to this right now. Like, it's just crazy. Like, for example, you know, I personally don't have a multi-million dollar business yet. However, I know how to help people create a 6-figure business because I've done that. And so I can help people do that too. And I can help them do it in a stress-free way that's truly, truly scalable and allows them to change people's lives. So look, if you've resonated with anything that we've said here today, make sure to book a call with us. You can book a call with one of our team. It might be Christina that you get to speak to. If you just go to newonlinecoach.com, it might be on a wait list because like we have super, super high demand. However, if it's not, you'll be able to book a call. And if you are desperate to get on the call, you can't find a time that's good for you, just send me a personal message on Instagram and I'll personally get back to you, okay? That is just at Lauren Tickner, LaurenTickner. And then you can follow Christina as well. Christina, do you want to just spell your name out to them for Instagram so that they can go ahead and follow you?
Yep, it is Christina Ballas, so CHRISTINABALLES.
Amazing, Christina. That was awesome. I don't think that we've left anything, but I mean, we go into way more detail on this on the online masterclass. So if you're still considering whether this is going to be a good option for you, if you want to see some of our client results, then just go to newonlinecoach.com/workshop. That is newonlinecoach.com/workshop, workshop. All right, so go check that out. And we encourage you to go message some of our clients if you are still unsure as to whether this is going to be a good option for you. But look, if you resonated with this, if you want to get started, jump on the phone with one of us or one of our other team members, and we'll be able to tell you, hey, is this for you? And if not, well, we'll tell you what to do either way. We like to make sure that on that call, we spend 45 minutes to an hour giving you clarity on how you can go from where you are now to where you want to be. And if implementing the new way of doing things with our help is going to be the most beneficial thing for you, then we may offer for you to get started with us exactly on that call. Okay, so thank you so much, Christina. Is there anything else that you want to add?
No, that's it.
Awesome. That was amazing. That was a really, really good podcast episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.